JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
The Dallas Morning News is reporting that Gordon Savage is suing a Richardson, Texas bar for negligence. He drank at said bar for 8 hours before attempting to drive home drunk. He crashed into a wall, was taken to a hospital, never charged with drunken driving. He wants $1 million from the bar. His attorney telling the paper, you don't go and sit and drink for 8 hours at a bar. You don't let a customer do that.
That's true, but he shouldn't make money off it. The bar should definitely be fined. But this guy should not make money off of it.
Okay.
This is just absolutely asinine to me.
Yeah. I was
gonna and then how did he all not, it. All of it? How did all he not it. Get charged with drunken driving?
Yeah.
Exactly. He crashed into a wall.
I mean, hold on. But the funny part about this is he's suing the bar because they let him drunkenly drive home. Yet the police officers who obviously came to the scene and the, you know, medical people when he ran into this wall, none of them decided to, like, he didn't actually get charged with drunk driving.
According to the how can you sue saying you were drunk if, according to the law, you weren't drunk?
They didn't charge you with being drunk. This is stupid all around.
It's ridiculous, right?
Where was this at?
Richardson, Texas.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because it's Texas?
Yeah, Texas.
How big Richardson
is? This is very Texas.
I mean, serving someone who's intoxicated is illegal, and the bar should definitely face repercussions. But there is no way this man should make money off of the fact that he sat in a bar and drank for 8 hours, and they didn't stop him.
How can you do an entire day?
Why in the world should that? I mean, again, I agree with you. If the patrons at the bar noticed that he was drunk, they should not have been serving him. I agree with you on that.
Right.
But he's essentially trying to say, like, you guys didn't take care of me for my stupidity.
Right.
Like, you owe me money because I was being stupid and you weren't watching over me. Like, that just annoys me.
That's really dumb.
That's stupid.
Well, so anytime somebody...
A shift change. I mean, seriously, he's there for 8 hours. New bartender comes and says, like, Gordon's been here a really long time. We may want to just shut this down. Common sense.
I think they'd have to look at his tab and see what it was. Because, I mean, on an NFL Sunday, I'll go down with my buddies and we'll get there at 11 in the morning and leave at,
sometimes
10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
But we haven't been drinking the whole time. Like, a lot of times you'll just sit there and eat food or whatever.
So, like, being in a bar for 8 hours. For 10 hours. That's crazy.
Yeah, being in a bar alone for 8 hours does not qualify you for...
Take the health and safety parts out of it.
Yeah.
That's really expensive. Who can afford that?
I try to limit it to myself, too. One beer per half in each game. Because that way it's like,
it's good balance.
That's good affordable.
Balance. Right.
Yeah.
And I can just take my time.
Stretches
on top of the
it
food
out
I'm
over the day. Yep.
My favorite one is, careful, it's hot. And the lid on the McDonald's cups because of some lady dumped coffee in her own lap.
That is true.
Before she sued because of that.
Although they don't serve it scalding anymore.
No.
Not to mention when you go there and get hash browns, that's exactly how you want them to be. So that they drop
like lava
yeah,
in the
like
middle.
It's got to be lava so that you're eating the hash brown and it's like, it's so hot, but so yummy.
And then the roof of your mouth peels later.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Entertaining every morning.
Play the best
music
to wake you up.
Kix 96.9 in the morning.